This is like a knife sticking out of people's heads.
We need more kids learning violin, and they can't have sleepovers.
His parents put him on Ritalin. Personality was just wiped.
It's not like when I was a child. It's way different.
Vyvanse, which made me go crazy. I still grind my teeth. Rest in peace.
I didn't know people hit their children until I started meeting, like, regular glop people.
People that are abused wish to pass on the abuse.
Sounds like you're hung up on this, and you have to move. You have to move on. Age 26, I'm a high openness creative type. High IQ, breezed through school, but I'm a dumbass irresponsible dude.
Is that really high IQ if you're dumb and irresponsible?
Well, his IQ is over 200, so. Not good enough, they put me on amphetamines. Vyvanse, which made me go crazy. I still grind my teeth because of that. Rest in peace. I'm doing okay. I have a contracting business and a couple side hustles, but I have brain damage and some nervous breakdowns from pills. How do I forgive my fat parents and idiot teachers all around me and not just abandon them? They raised me to be a marshmallow slave, and now I'm half brain dead. What do?
As far as, like, the parents are...
Well, you just need to move on.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't think they intentionally tried to fucking ruin your life.
Well, I think negligence is, like, that level of... If you put your kid on medication, you put your kid on Vyvanse, that's too much.
Yeah, but to somebody that knows better, but, like...
Yeah, but not knowing better is, like... That's what's punishable. I think ignorance of the law is no excuse. Is that the saying, the proverb, the Latin quote?
What children really need is they need to be loved. They don't need to financially be loved. Okay, there are plenty of people who grew up poor and had a happy enough childhood because their parents were present. Love and financials have nothing to do with each other. The other thing they need is to not be abused. Part of not being abused is not being in a public school surrounded by... What you need to provide for your children is protection from pharmaceuticals, protection from and bullies. I didn't know people hit their children until I started meeting, like, regular glop people. People like that have been had the beat out of them as children. This is probably a major... reason why the world is this, like, throbbing, chaotic, violent organism from hell at times and in certain locations.
There's nothing in the world that could ever frighten me besides having children that go to public school. That's the only thing that would bring real fear into my world. I turned out okay, even though I was bombarded with things. It's not like when I was a child. It's way different. It's way more... There's a solution to it, but you have to have the resources or be saving up or not be in debt enough to see that through. And there's even no guarantee even if you see it through. They could knock on your door with freaking Uzis and say, "You're coming with us." All you have to do is wait. And the next generation is more abused. And next thing you know, everywhere you turn, they're in charge. All the while, you're paying for it. You're paying for it. Torture children. No big deal. Just because a child is in school for 6-7 hours straight doesn't mean they're getting 6-7 hours of quality learning. They're getting, you know, 45 minutes of quality learning every day out of 6 hours.
Do you play the violin or piano or anything?
I play the piano.
Do you get really emotional and do fake emotions when you play it?
No, I got beat too hard when I was playing piano as a kid.
Okay. Are you Chinese?
I'm Chinese.
Your parents are Chinese?
Yeah, I'm from Wuhan, actually.
And your parents made you learn piano?
Yeah.
And were they like, punished you?
Yeah, they did.
Damn.
Doesn't that suck?
That does suck. Can you play piano, though? Are you good?
No, I, like, sweat when I get up to the
So it was just child abuse that did nothing for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's fried, I'm sorry.
But that's good, really.
No.
Vivek Ramaswamy saying we need more movies like Whiplash. In the tweet that he, the mask off tweet that people were talking about with Vivek, he said that we need more tiger moms, more kids learning violin and piano, studying all day, and they can't have sleepovers. You can't have a fun child. This is the argument for bringing in more Indians.
is that Americans are too soft because they have good childhoods. And we need less sleepovers, less games being played.
I don't know.
Less movies like Pinocchio or whatever. Less Disney movies. Yeah. More movies like Whiplash. Yeah. That's his solution.
Oh, my God.
I hope he does my show.
What are you preparing your kids for? My son Benjamin's going to be going to a private school where he will learn how to do math. Like you would f***ing know what's going to be worth money in 40 years. The way you probably prepare your kid for the future is by teaching them how to be a streamer than whatever boneheaded thing you think you're going to send your kid to college for. I think that going overboard with the violin lessons and tutoring, what are you even preparing your kids for anyway? What do you know about what life's going to be like in 30 f***ing years? My child is going to be a doctor. What if doctor is completely automated away and becomes like a customer service role in 30 years?
How are you supposed to grow as a human being? Anyone ever learn how to balance their bank, their bank books? Anyone learn how to juggle or deal with debt properly? Anyone ever learn how to, you know, do any gardening, any fishing, any freaking tool stuff, anything like that? No, don't take that as nihilistic. You just actually have to straight up invest and learn in the homeschooling stuff. Or you'll be freaking visiting porno shoot and you'll be blaming yourself.
I was always really competitive with art because that was like my thing. And I was always the best drawer. The only other person that's ever like been as good as me was this kid Arthur. The stuff that he drew was like in high school. It was like really complex, like amazing chiaroscuro. When he was like 12, like he was a crazy good artist. His parents put him on Ritalin, and he just like almost instantly turned into like total townie, like posting on Facebook about baseball games. And like being just personality gone. This was my best friend actually. So I knew him very intimately. Like I hung out with him more than anybody for like years. And his personality was just completely wiped. Like different person.
Arthur, you need to take your medicine. You're being outrageous, Arthur.
Like she just wanted him to shut up. It's so crazy to think about. Totally destroying and changing your kid's personality because you want like a little bit more peace and quiet around the house. And that's what I'm saying. If people are ignorant like that, if that's like, if someone, even if it's just, you know, they're stupid, stupid parent, I think that's like inexcusable.
I think a lot of those people though, they've grown up traumatized.
But there's also just so much laziness. Like people are so lazy.
This is like a knife sticking out of people's heads. If you're complaining, there's a chance you're like this. When you're not resilient and you're outcome dependent, you're attached on good outcomes, you need a good outcome to feel good. This is different from the Teletubby people.
Guess we didn't get to see any snow. Oh, well, it's just as good.
And that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when you don't get a birthday present or whatever, it doesn't psychologically shatter you. If you go drive up to see snow and you don't see snow and your kids are in the back seat and at some point you're driving and you're like, I can't believe we didn't see any snow. Drove all this way, we had to eat ramen. That's going to ensure that your kids have the same knife in their head that makes them rich. You have to have an all-terrain personality. You have to be ready for whatever comes. Because there's bad stuff coming. That's a lot of it, actually. There's actually a lot of bad stuff coming. So you need to be ready for it. The people that flip out all the time, you don't remember them as being impressive or powerful or anything like that. You just remember them as being weak and, like, disrupted by anything that happens.
Oh, great. I didn't get my birthday present again?
It's healthy to have properly calibrated and directed anger. Yeah. Not to fixate on it or let it consume you, but if someone's like, hey, how's your mom? And you think to yourself, oh yeah, I don't like her. Like that's fine,
right? Yeah.
As long as you're not letting it, you know, keep you from making money or keep you from living your life. If it's just a thing, if it's just a fact. Size of the Atlantic Ocean is 7.3 million cubic gallons, and I know that without having to Google it. But I'm not walking around like letting that ruin my day or thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Parent, what if you ask your parents, why'd you do that? And they apologize to you.
That'd be okay.
You know,
might be okay. That might do it.
It might save them from the belt.
Might save them half. Of it. Yeah. Might make it worse. Might make it far worse. Sounds like you're hung up on this and you have to move. You have to move on. And let's make it so the next email, you got jelking results. You got real estate deals going down. You got stock picks that you made that were good. You got a skill, a trade that you learned. Okay.
He said he's a contractor, so.
That sounds good. Hey, there's just
No jokes. I think you should lift, though.
Build that business and lift. But yeah, and do a better job next time. Break the cycle of Vyvanse. Oh, my God.
Like, imagine what his parents did. His parents did to his parents.
Well, they definitely didn't fill their brains with fluoride.
Right.
But who knows? They probably didn't even have Vyvanse back then.
They probably didn't.
That's the thing. It's like a whole new, like, layer.
It's like a new layer.
To kids with. It's like.
Yeah. It is a whole new layer.
Before they were like, oh, he's just too much sugar. You know? Now it's like, oh, no.
Yeah. He's got anti-authoritarian disorder.
Yeah.
Better get his ass fluoridated.
People that are into, say, interesting things, okay? Usually the result of abuse. The cultural and social mores are, like, we're in hyper-sex world. I think if this were in the past, I mean, I don't know, 100 years, I don't know, 50 years, 60, 70, whatever, a guy would have to go out of his way to find another fellow abusee that is into interesting things at a young age. They would have to be sailing to an island. Now, all you gotta do is pick up your phone! Because the entire generation's been. Why are there so many available children? Why are there so many available children now that are all looking for weird stuff? Why? It's not just the guy with the wig. There's an entire generation of youth that's been abused. It's indicative of something way bigger. No. It's not an isolated incident. It's an indicator that the entire generation is. You know what that means? What else do you think happens when the culture gets ultra-sexual, hyper-sexual? What do you think? Just like fees and taxes, they get passed down to the consumer. Sex gets passed down to the children in a hyper-sexual culture. All these people, influential to children. People that are abused wish to pass on the abuse. Hyper-violence is a learned behavior. It's not inherent.
Weed teen mom. My sister got knocked up at 18 and has been a parent for almost 2 years now. She smokes weed every day and feeds the baby McDonald's.
Perfect.
LMAO, not really much of a story, but it's pretty sad. Yeah, that sucks.
Feeding a baby a McRib.
See, what do you think?
And then cigar cutter to go make it go to sleep.
What that mother's doing right now,
mm-hmm.
What do you think that baby should do when he grows up to the mom?
Start lifting.
Right. Smoke cigarettes. That's blatant negligence of the mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.